Playing strengths. We've talked about building a team by asking important questions, determining motivation, and setting expectations. But the next component is perhaps the most important in knowing who's on the team. If you remember nothing else from this audiobook, remember this. The key to success is playing to people's strengths. When was the last time you were given a performance evaluation at work? I'll bet I can tell you what happened. You were shown a sheet of paper that listed your strengths and your weaknesses. And what were you told to do? Improve your weaknesses. That is a colossal waste of time. It's hard enough to figure out what you're really good at. Why waste your time trying to fix something that you may not be programmed to do? A great team is a group of people who all play to their own unique strengths, with a code of honor holding them tightly together. One of Rich Dad's core concepts is that when you take on a business partner, you look for someone with a unique ability. Why? Because you complement each other and ultimately increase the value, quality, and versatility of your product or service. Want to create a championship team from scratch? Find out what each member is great at. When people who love numbers are crunching numbers, when creative people are being creative, when people who love to sell are selling, the energy will continue to go up and everyone wins. Conditioning. One of the problems with building great teams is that people aren't taught to work on teams. In school, we were taught to do things on our own. Cooperation in the classroom was viewed as cheating. No one had a vested interest in helping anyone else improve. As a matter of fact, if you were graded on the curve, you hoped others would do badly. Not a great way to promote collaboration and cooperation. Then we got out into the world and got jobs. Your experience was probably the same as mine. Your boss told you what to do, and you did it. Not much questioning, no working with a coworker to accomplish the task at hand. If you couldn't get the job done, you were fired. If you needed help, maybe you weren't competent to have the job in the first place. Sound familiar? Remember the old concept? If you want it done right, you have to do it yourself. Imagine a group of folks trying to complete a project as a team, all coming from that point of view. Many people aren't conditioned to work on teams. It's a hard mindset to change. Dr. Jerry B. Harvey, author of The Abilene Paradox and a professor of management science at George Washington University, defines cheating as, quote, the failure to assist others if they request it, end quote. Why? Because by only taking care of yourself, you actually jeopardize the results of the whole. There is no way that you can outproduce a great team on your own. If you fail to support, everyone loses. That's cheating. Working on a team that has a tight code of honor gets people out of that prior non-team conditioning, and it helps them become better players.